WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional showers or thunderstorms today. Temperatures cooling into the 30s by early this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We picked up just under an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours at 99/100 of an inch. In the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Tuesday night of 34-year-old Angie Jo Hufstetler. The Villisca woman was charged with serious domestic abuse following an investigation into an incident in the 100 block of North 5th Avenue in Villisca. Hufstetler was taken into custody at around 8:10 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Hey, it's not too late to think about getting a larger planter or a newer planter for your 2013 planting season. Stop in here to Lindeman Tractor and take a look. We've got a great selection, anywhere from 8-row 30 up to 24-row 30, and most all of them are 5 years or newer. A popular model that's kind of hard to come by is a 2600 Kinze 12-row 30 with interplant. We just recently got one of those in. We'll be putting it through the shop. In addition to that, we have two real sharp 16-row Kinze 3600s, low-acred with interplant. We can set them up with the auto shutoffs, or you can just run them with manual shutoffs and save yourself a little bit of money. We're wanting to move out the rest of these planters, so if you're thinking about moving up, call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
The Iowa Department of Transportation reported Tuesday afternoon that the inside lane of Interstate 80 westbound near Casey at exit 83 was once again open to traffic. Both westbound lanes had been blocked due to an accident that happened around 8:30 p.m. Monday when an oversized load truck struck the bridge underpass. The bridge was closed to traffic until inspectors could assess the damage. Westbound I-80 traffic bypassed the bridge by being rerouted down the exit to Casey and then back onto the interstate via the on-ramp. DOT Transportation Planning Director Scott Sewer, based in Atlantic, told KJAN News yesterday that the accident happened as the truck was traveling south on Antique City Drive, or Antique Country Drive, that is, south of Casey.
I'm not sure if it was an oversized load or if the load wasn't at the proper height, but it did some damage.
And the same bridge was hit nearly in the same location last month.
It was the north end that was hit March 4th by a dump truck, and it was the north end that was hit this time as well, but it appears that instead of getting one beam, they may have gotten three, possibly four beams underneath there.
The March 4th accident, by the way, happened when 62-year-old Dwayne Nelson of Casey forgot to lower the box on a 1991 Mack dump truck registered to Schulberg Construction in Greenfield. As the vehicle was traveling south on Antique Country Drive, the truck box hit the westbound I-80 bridge support beam. That impact tore the box section off the truck, but it became wedged against the support beam at the point of impact. The patrol cited Nelson for driving with a vehicle with excessive height following that March 4th incident. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Tuesday of 35-year-old Jeremy Benz of Council Bluffs. Benz was arrested on a Montgomery County District Court warrant for violation of probation, and he was being held on $10,000 bond. Police in Harlan say a Dow City man was arrested Sunday after the vehicle he was driving was clocked in excess of 100 miles per hour. 18-year-old Ismael Corona was allegedly doing 104 miles per hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone when he was spotted by a Crawford County Sheriff's deputy. Corona was stopped in Harlan and brought to the Shelby County Jail on charges of no proof of insurance, operating without a registration, possession of a controlled substance, and, of course, speeding. The Harlan Police Department Tuesday released a report on recent arrests. Officials say on Sunday, 27-year-old Caitlin Mahaffey of Harlan was arrested on a charge of OWI, domestic abuse, assault, and possession of a controlled substance. She was taken into custody after officers were called to a reported domestic disturbance at the 1400 block of 12th Street. Also arrested on Sunday was 28-year-old Garrett Phillips of Harlan, who was taken into custody on a charge of domestic abuse assault for allegedly causing minor injuries to Heather Scheffler of Harlan. Phillips' arrest took place in the 900 block of Victoria Street. And last Friday, 18-year-old Dylan Yeager of Elkhorn was arrested in Harlan following a traffic stop. Officials say Yeager was charged with interference with official acts for allegedly refusing to produce his driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance when requested to do so by the officer. He was also cited for speeding. Police in Harlan said no injuries were reported following an accident Monday at 6th and Court Streets. Vehicles driven by Gabriel Brown and Joan Goebbels, both of Harlan, collided when Brown stopped, but failing to see anyone coming, proceeded into the intersection heading north on 6th Street. The 2005 Kia he was driving was struck on the left rear by a 2001 Buick being driven by Goebbels as she was heading east on Court Street. The collision caused Brown's Kia to be spun around 180 degrees. Brown was cited by police for failure to obey a stop sign. I'll have a check of the area funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Hey, it's not too late to think about getting a larger planter or a newer planter for your 2013 planting season. Stop in here to Lindeman Tractor and take a look. We've got a great selection, anywhere from 8-row 30 up to 24-row 30, and most all of them are 5 years or newer. A popular model that's kind of hard to come by is a 2600 Kinze 12-row 30 with interplant. We just recently got one of those in. We'll be putting it through the shop. In addition to that, we have two real sharp 16-row Kinze 3600s, low-acred with interplant. We can set them up with the auto shutoffs, or you can just run them with manual shutoffs and save yourself a little bit of money. We're wanting to move out the rest of these planters, so if you're thinking about moving up, call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Irma Nissen, age 84, of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Irma Nissen will be today at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Paul Clifford, age 86, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Paul Clifford will be held today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sam Weiss, age 86, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sam Weiss will be held today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Leona Burkhart, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Private family graveside services for Leona Burkhart will be held tomorrow at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Mary McCaffrey, age 93, of Manila, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary McCaffrey will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Sean Hockenberry, age 31, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Sean Scott Hockenberry will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ed Van Tyker, age 98, of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Ed Van Tyker will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. John Headley, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday in Texas. Funeral services for John Headley will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. The Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. And Larry Kessler, age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday. There will be a private committal service for Larry Kessler. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.